Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And what a game. What a friggin' game last night at Dodger Stadium. Phillies win the NL East. Phillies are your division champ. Back-to-back years for what is now becoming a pretty special run of Phillies baseball. A pretty significant run here of Phillies baseball. Fourth straight year going to the postseason. We did technically already know the Phillies were going to the postseason as they clinched with a Giants loss on Sunday. And we've known for a while, just looking at the standings using common sense, this team is going to the postseason. But to officially punctuate it with an NL East championship, yet another NL East championship, the second straight, to do so, popping champagne out at Dodger Stadium with the strobe lights going. Can we get these guys a bigger clubhouse, please? Was pretty damn cool. Only the real fans were up last night, or I guess earlier this morning, to have seen it. Final out recorded right around 1:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I believe. Pretty damn cool to see this run. And, you know, we'll get into the game in just a little bit here, but I think it should not be forgotten. It should not be lost on anyone. Couple things. Number one, how dire and how bad this baseball team was for 10 years, 2012 through 2021, missing the playoffs year after year after year after year after year. And here we are now in 22 to 25, and what a magical run it's been. I know there's been some playoff disappointment worked in here. Certainly we'll see what happens in the playoffs this year. But for them to, in 2022, win a wild card spot, late in the season, game 160 down in Houston. And I still remember the emotion of them finally clinching a playoff berth that Monday night. And we would have just, I was so happy as a Phillies fan. It was so damn cool to just see that take place back then. I was so ecstatic that could even happen, that the very fact that we're now sitting here, you know, they go to the postseason again in 23. I remember that game well, too. Rojas walked it off with a single. 2024 against the Pirates on a Tuesday night, I believe. 2024, they did it over the Cubs. Now 2025, going back to clinching on the road at Dodger Stadium. It almost felt routine. You know, this was not the same emotion or the same level of celebration that we saw in 2022. I think you heard that if you were watching the TV post game or listening to the radio post game on WIP on the Phillies Radio Network, which is that this was a more subdued celebration. It was. This was a more tame celebration. This was a, hey, you know, we're going back to the postseason, but business as usual. And by the way, the job's not finished as far as this series is concerned. I proclaim this, if you follow me on Twitter, @Dan_Wilson4, the most important series of the entire season. You know, maybe at the time it was the Mets series, but they swept through them. They lowered that magic number by 8 in a 4-game set with the Mets, and that we now no longer have to worry about the Mets. I mean, we'll see maybe if they're in danger of not even making the playoffs. We don't have to worry about them for the remainder of the regular season. When it comes to clinching a bye, which I think this team really, really needs, when you look at the pitching staff, not having Zach Wheeler, the very fact that in the year 2025, this is a year where, I don't know how many people have realized it, but game one of the NLDS begins on Saturday, October 4th, off day Sunday, October 5th. Then you got game two, Monday, October 6th, which means that Christopher Sanchez could go in game one, and then with the off day Sunday, not pitch Monday in game two, off day on Tuesday, Wednesday. He could go 4 days rest, and he's back for game four. Like, that extra off day is massive, massive. You can only go, you could do just a three-man rotation. So, and also to set up your rotation that way, to get your best guy going in game one of the division series, you have to bypass the wild card series. You have to get out, you know, with one of those top two teams in the National League. And for the Phillies, not just lowering their magic number to 0 in the division, but lowering it down to 7. We'll get to some scenarios for tonight's game in just a little bit here. To lower it down to 7 by virtue of a win and a Dodgers loss is massive. It's the reason why this is the biggest series is they didn't just go out to the West Coast, out to California, Los Angeles specifically, with the idea of getting this division wrapped up, though that was certainly step one. They got to take 2 of 3 from this team. Like, they absolutely need to take 2 of 3 from this team so that that magic number gets down to 4, so they can clinch this first round bye, so that they can avoid the wild card series. And you could tell, based upon the celebration last night, this team has bigger goals. This team is looking to... this team is looking to win a World Series. This team is looking to do damage in the playoffs. This team has unfinished business from what we saw a year ago when they lost the Mets, or 2 years ago when they lost the Diamondbacks. They know that anything short of a championship, of a title, is not acceptable, will not be accepted by this fan base. Really, the last time that losing was semi-acceptable was losing to the Astros in the World Series in 2022, because I always said it felt more like it was just the greatest month ever being over, as opposed to these other runs where there was an expectation they were going to win. They had home field in both of those series, Arizona last year, or Arizona 2 years ago, rather, Mets last year. And now here we are. So I think this has been really, really awesome to see. I know there's a lot of worry from people that they're peaking too early. As they get here to 90 wins, they continue to just dominant, play dominant baseball in the month of September. You know, what do you want? You want them to win fewer games? Like, in my mind's eye, the people who say they're peaking too early are the same people who are, I do this as a joke on Twitter, but who are genuinely worried about saving some runs for tomorrow when they score a dozen in a game on Monday, and they're worried about, are they going to have one hit on Tuesday? Like, that's the same group of people who are sitting here going, maybe they're peaking too early. Maybe the fact that they clinched the division on September 15th, which, by the way, calendar-wise, the earliest in the history of the franchise, it's the 13th division title, the earliest that this team has ever, ever won the NL East. I think that is pretty special as well. They just took it and ran away with it. Literally, after getting swept in New York not even a month ago, literally just they came into Philly, just took it. They went out to L.A. They took game one from them. Hopefully they can take the bye from them. Winning one of these next two games should be good enough in that sense. I am, you know, really, really proud of this baseball team, I would say. I'm really, really happy with where this baseball team currently sits. I think that we should be very pleased with how things currently are. I think we should be don't take this for granted. I mentioned that last night too. Do not take these clubhouse celebrations for granted. We don't know how many we're going to have. You know, I thought it was ridiculous before the season when people said this championship window was closing. I thought it was ridiculous when people said that this team's time has come and gone. I never bought into it. Anyone who's followed me, I always thought they'd win, you know, mid-90s, and they'd find themselves, you know, right into the postseason, probably going to win the NL East. I thought it would be a tighter division that would go down to the wire more so than this. But that's where we are. That this is where we're at. This is where we find ourselves. And I'm just really, really happy to be, you know, supporting this baseball team right now. Let's get to the game last night because it was pretty insane. Phillies, so Kyle Schwarber, just what a player, what a season he's having. His 53rd home run of the year. He gets that in the top of the first inning, 1-0. Bottom of the third inning is where Ranger Suarez, he goes 6 innings, 3 runs in this game. First run he allowed was in the bottom of the third, and Mookie Betts sack fly tied it at 1-1. Go to the bottom of the fifth, and here's where the Dodgers start pulling away, and you're like, maybe it's not the Phillies' night, or are we going to have to? You remember last year, it took, you know, like half a week, like numerous days to try and, you know, ice the division. They went up to New York and really struggled there. But this time they, on their second try, they did clinch the NL East crown. Muncy homered in the bottom of the fifth. Mookie Betts hit yet another sacrifice fly. That made it 3-1. But then the Phils in the top of the seventh. Bryson Stott singled in Otto Kemp. That made it 3-2. And a Weston Wilson. How about, you want to talk about a complete team, everybody contributing, that kind of thing? If you're getting home runs from Weston Wilson out of Dodger Stadium, look out. This offense, certainly not to be messed with. Mookie Betts continues to drive in more runs for the Dodgers, tied at 4-4 in the seventh. Bryce Harper with a home run in the top of the eighth inning, made it 5-4. And then bottom of the ninth, Joan Duran comes in, and you think he's good to go. You figure, all right, Phillies are going to shut the door here. No problems. And he just allows a bomb to Andy Páez, made it 5-5. Realmuto hit a sack fly to make it 6-5 in the top of the 10th. And usually in this modern day of regular season baseball, and again, just 10, 11 days or so here, we will lose the runner on second base in extra innings. We'll go to old school traditional baseball when things go on to the 10th. Usually one inning on the road, in particular against a team like the Dodgers, does not usually prove to be enough. I would say that's a fair assessment. I think that typically speaking, when you're looking at a road strategy, I guess you could say, I don't think that anyone usually feels any type of comfort in extra innings period, but especially when you get anything fewer than 2 runs. So David Robertson, Unk, as they've been calling him in the Phillies clubhouse, he comes in. Betts was the last out in the ninth, so he goes to second base. He gets a ground out that moves the runner over to third, intentionally walks Freddie Freeman, non-intentionally walks Alex Call. You got bases loaded, one out for Miguel Rojas, Phillies killer, and I'm like, okay, this game's over. They're about to get walked off. Pop out, ground out. Bryce Harper takes it to the bag himself in, you know, the most, and that's how the division ended. Again, subdued celebration, wasn't over the top. Garrett Stubbs bringing the vibes. I saw him funneling some beers. Shirts were off in the Phillies clubhouse. But really, really good to see, and I will never take a division title for granted. Certainly, that is for sure. Orion Kerkering, he really continues to struggle. I don't want to say struggle as of late because he had a number of scoreless outings in a row, but his last month or so, I'll say, has not looked as sharp. So that's something to monitor going into the postseason. Obviously, he's in lower leverage spots than he used to be with the arrival of Joan Duran. Matt Strom, he pitched a clean eighth. Duran allowing the home run in the ninth, and David Robertson gets the save. Duran with the classic blown save and win combination, one of baseball's finest quirks, if you will. And David Robertson just getting the save in the 10th was huge. And what an addition that has been. You know, I've said a number of times on WIP, on this podcast, et cetera, that the additions Dave Dombrowski made this season are not to be taken for granted. Like they were really, really, whether it was Jawan Duran, Harrison Bader, whether it was adding David Robertson, who hadn't pitched the majority of the season. This is a maybe Dave Dombrowski's best. If it ends in a World Series, this will be no doubt. But as of right now, feels like Dave Dombrowski's best year since he's been in Philadelphia. Now, obviously, he's signed big time players. He signed Schwarber. He signed Harper was before him. He did re-sign Wheeler. Like he gets credit for some of the other foundational pieces. But in terms of like in season acquisitions, this feels like the best season Dave Dombrowski has had in terms of in-season acquisitions for this baseball team. And I hope it takes them a long way. Again, I hope they get the two seed at least. They get it. They're still in contention for the one seed, by the way. Like they still are within striking distance, game and a half back of the Brewers. They do not have the tiebreaker with Milwaukee, so they have to finish outright with more wins than they have, which, you know, it's going to be a little tricky. Brewers continuing to play good baseball, and they're currently in a series, or they start a series tonight with the Angels, and then they go to St. Louis, San Diego, play the Reds. So other than the Padres, not a ton of, I guess the Reds are still mathematically in it, not a ton of playoff contention in their remaining schedule. Philly's not really either. They go to Arizona, who they are playing for a playoff spot, playing for their playoff lives. Hopefully the Phillies can keep them out. Don't need any repeats of 2023. Although that could actually keep the Mets in, so pick your poison. Overall, like, my point is it's within striking distance, but it's not necessarily looking great. I believe I saw today the elimination number for the number one seed is 10 for the Phillies. Again, their number over the Dodgers drops down to 7. And, you know, here we are sitting at this point in the season, this point in the year, and the Phillies are, you know, right in perfect. It looks like they're going to finish with the second best record in baseball. You know, for as much criticism as this team took all season long for the flaws that we who watched them each and every day saw in them, at a certain point you got to tip your cap and just be like, this is one hell of a ball club. And the vast majority, if not all, of baseball teams would absolutely trade positions with where the Phillies are at right now. So game two tonight. It is the hangover game. I would not expect, and I would be frustrated, actually. I don't expect a hangover lineup. Let's put it that way. I would be frustrated if for whatever reason there was one. This is a game that absolutely matters to the Phillies. If they win this game, so let's just explain the math on this. They win this game tonight, the magic number drops down to 4. It is currently 7. It began the series at 9. Drops down to 7. It goes down to 8 with the Phillies win. Goes down to 7 with the Dodgers loss. Okay? If the Phillies win tonight, if the Phillies win this game tonight, or either of the next two, at minimum, at Dodger Stadium, it'll go down 6 for the Phillies win, 5 for the Dodgers loss, and it'll go all the way down to 4, given the Phillies clinch the season tiebreaker, right? Because now, with that tiebreaker swinging in their favor, it's one fewer game the Phillies have to win to clinch out the Dodgers and get that number two seed. So Dodgers still in their own predicament of playing for the NL West. Like they are, you know, sitting a couple of games above the Padres to try and ice out their division. That'll be a division race to follow. The Dodgers do not have any games remaining head-to-head with the Padres. They have games with the Giants, with the Diamondbacks, with the Mariners to close out. So we'll be very, whereas I believe the Padres, as I mentioned, they play the Brewers, but they have a Mets series starting tonight, White Sox, Brewers, and Diamondbacks coming up the final weekend of the season. So should be pretty interesting, would be huge. I mean, following that NL West race now becomes pertinent and ever more pertinent if the Phillies are able to get this tiebreaker over LA, because that winner of the West is, in theory, the most likely opponent if all the favorites win to play the Phillies in the first round. You know, they're the two seed. They're awaiting the winner of the 3-6 matchup. As it stands right now, that is the Dodgers and the Mets. Let's say the Dodgers take out the Mets, which that would be my prediction in that three-game series all taking place in L.A. You're looking at a Phillies-Dodgers NLDS, and the Phillies could find themselves right back out on the West Coast for games 3 and 4 of the NLDS. So certainly these games matter. Certainly these games this time of year are serious, and certainly I'm gearing up for a Red October. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned tomorrow. I'll have you yet again. Follow me on Twitter at Dan_Wilson4. Of course, always come back here for the latest Phillies Today. Myself, Justin Borgenstein, Francisco Rojas, always have the latest in Phillies baseball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.